Okay, Zok the Mishnah on Beis and Beis. We're starting from today's daf, Staff Lama Gimel. We're starting from Mishnah on Beis and Beis. And it's talking about over here about a Bechor Ba'amum. The halacha is a Bechor Ba'amum, you let a shecht and eat it for yourself. So, Veshami Oimrim, Lo Yimne Yisrael Lamakoyim. Veshami says you cannot invite the Yisrael to eat this Bechor. Lo Yimne Yisrael Lamakoyim Lamachar. A Koyim, when he eats his Bechor Ba'amum, that's a matnas kun of him, a Yisrael is not allowed to eat according to Veshami. Even a guy, even a non-Jew, is allowed to eat the Bechor. So it's like a Mekatzah al-Katzah. Veshami says only a Kayim, not even a Yisrael. And Beis Hillel says everyone's allowed to eat, even a guy. Zok the Gemara, that really Beis Hillel is two versions of Beis Hillel. Masnisim Mani, who's the Mishnah going according to? Zok the Gemara is going to Rabbi Kiva's version of Beis Hillel. Masnisim Mani Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya, went to the Raisa. Bechor ain nimna love elo chabura shkula kahanim. The only one who's allowed to eat a bechor is a group that's all kahanim. Divrei Beishamei, Beisulaymer, Mefiluzarim, even Yisraelim are fine also. Rabbi Kiva mater filu oivet kachavim. Kiva's mater even a guy. So you have three shittas, and Amish is going according to Rabbi Kiva, who's saying it in Beis Hillel, like Rashi explains, and our Amish is going according to Rabbi Kiva. It's mater even a guy. Now I'm going to explain what's the reasoning for everyone. My time with Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold that a Bechor Ba'amum is only allowed to be eaten by a Kayin? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk regarding Bechor, it says, B'sorom Yirulach, Kechazei HaTrufa, Kechshoi Kehamin, L'cho Yihyeh. That's what it says in the Pasuk. We know, Chaz of a Shoik, which is a Matana from the Shlomim, is only eaten to Kehanim and the family. That's it. So B'sorom Yirulach, and it says this Pasuk by Bechor. It says Yishech the Bechor and the Chaz of a Shoik. It says Yishech the Bechor and the Kohen eats it, like, and should be yours like Chaz of a Shoik. Ma hasam kahanim in Yisrael lo, just like Chaz of a Shoik dafka kahan na Yisraelim. Af hacha kahanim in Yisrael lo. He also kahanim, yes, and not Yisraelim. So what does Hillel do with that pasuk? He still allows you to eat, even Yisraelim to eat it. So what's the ayat says? B'sarim yolok kachazei. It sounds like that because of a shaykh. So we tell Pasha, Tanim Eli Tam. That's talking about the carbon bechor. When it's a tam and you bring it as a carbon, near taka only kahanim allowed to eat it, and not Yisraelim. Aval ba'amum ksiv ba'amum. It says in the pasuk, Hatami va'atar yachtav yechlenu. It says in the pasuk by a bechor that has a mum, Hatami va'atar yachtav yechlenu. And ma tamei she'ina oichel v'kotshim kalim. A tamei cannot eat kotshim kalim. Still oichel. We know a zar is allowed to eat kachim kalim. For example, a Pesach, Meiser, Shlomim, and still ain't a din shayichel v'char. If a zar can eat kachim kalim, ain't a din shayichel v'char. Of course, he can eat v'char. So saying, but still saying kav v'chayim. If a tummy can eat it, for sure a zar can eat it. A v'char b'amum. So what's the ra'yik? The mifrach. Well, tamei is kehutu mecholoi v'avayda sivur. Tamei is not as strong as isazar, because tamei, there's this thing called tamehutu retsivur, that if the whole rov klai Yisrael is tamei, let her do avayda. Rashi learns the base av, they let her do avayda. So you see, it's hutu mecholoi. So tamei is not as strong as achilazar. So the Gemara, no, but Yisrael says no. Otav avayda kama, not the one avayda. The one achila kamina, achilazar otav. By achila, we see clearly that zar is better than a tamei, because you see, he kachim kalim, and not a tamei can eat kachim kalim. So like upon him, we have a mechlekes. Shami says you compare it to a chaz of a shayik, and Beisil says no, it's only by tam, only by a carbon bechor, but by ba'amum, since it says a tamei can eat it, for sure zarim can eat it. And what's Rabbi Kiva that a guy can eat it? Rabbi Kiva mati afiloy v'chav in my time, Rabbi Kiva, because it says in the pasuk katzvi v'chay ayal. And this is talking about, this pasuk actually, Ksiv Chayol, is talking about Psulei HaMekdashim. No, it's talking about this by Bechor. It's by Bechor, Ksiv Chayol, it says by Bechor, the pasuk Ksiv Chayol. And that teaches us, Ma Tziv Chayol Mutter Lo'ev Dechavim. Just like Tziv Chayol is Mutter to a guy. Af Psulim Mutter Lo'ev Dechavim. Also, Bechor has Ba'amum, is also Mutter to a guy. It changed the word from Psulim to Bechor. So Zok the Gemara, so he says from Ketzvi V'chayol, Rekiva says that Tzvi V'ayol teaches us, just like a guy is allowed to eat a Tzvi V'ayol, this certain type of chayas, So same thing, a goy, and since we say bechar is like tzvi va'ayal, a goy could also eat the bechar. What does the Alman do with this? Ve'idach, tlasa tzvi va'ayal ksivi. In the parashat Re'e, it says three times tzvi va'ayal. And we have different drashas that we want. We're not going to use Rabbi Kiva's drashas, we have different drashas. What are the three drashas? Chad l'krav Yitzchak v'rav Aishya. One's for Rabbi Yitzchak v'rav Aishya. Rashi says on that, l'in asparash l'on o'heich, we don't know what that is. But Tosfos speaks out that it's a Gemara in Makkos that says, Harmabia shor psu makdashim or manig. If you do kalayim or you walk and do avoda with a shor psu makdashim, yechayiv because of kalayim. I had one guf. Since the Torah calls it a tzvi va'ayal, it makes like two minim. That's what Tosfos speaks out. The Rav Maschol Chad, and that's Rav Oisha and Rav Yitzchok's memra. So one tzvi va'ayal teaches us that yechayiv for kalayim or like sachar shor yachdav. That is him. Shor v'chamo yachdav. And so that's one din of tzvi va'ayal. V'chad dekav yezah ha'kaper. The other one's for the drasha of lezah ha'kaper, which learns out actually shchita from this pasuk. That matz, that says the tzvi va'ayal is teaching us shchita. If look at the Marachul and how it is, because it's learning out from the parish of Shulam Gdash. Ma'am Shulam Gdash needs Shchita, Tzvi Vayal also needs Shchita. That's usually that Rosh Hashanah. And the third one is, V'idach, Ma'at Tzvi Vayal Paturim in HaBechar. It's just like Tzvi Vayal is part of the Bechar. Why? Because Bechar is only Chayiv by Behemoth. There's no Chiyiv Bechar by Chayis. Af Shulam Gdashim, they're talking about Shulam Gdashim, but that means Kachim that you apply the Paturim in HaBechar. Don't have Bechar. So the three tzvi va'ayals in the parasha all have drashas, and therefore we're not going to dash like Rabbi Akiva. So that's what I write the Tana Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim, bechor, if someone has a bechor b'amum, he shechs it, it belongs to the kain, and the kain eats it, ein achilin oisla nidais. A nida, she is tamei, she's not allowed to eat a bechor. Divrei Beis Shammai. B'silo amir achilin oisla nidais, you're allowed to feed it to a nida. It's not a problem. Bechor doesn't have, how much kedusha does a bechor have? Can I need to eat it? My time with the Beis Shammai. What's the problem with Shammai? Yechsev, it says in the pasuk, uvesorom yu lach. It says in the pasuk, uvesorom kechazeya tnufa. It says like it's a chaz of a shayk. And just like a chaz of a shayk, it would just catch him and neither can eat. It's chayav karas, actually. Same thing over here on bechor also. Mahas mi de nida is loy, af hacha nida is loy. Obeis Hillel says, Hanim militam. That's if it turns to that pasuk of Kechazeya Shaykh Atruma is talking about a Bechar Tam that you brought as a carbon. And the Ataka, you can eat like Kachim, Anida can eat it. Avamum, it says in the pasuk, Atame Vahatar Akla. Atame Vahatar Yachtav could eat it. Techlenu Atame Vahatar Yachtav. So therefore, even though she's a Tame, it's the first pasuk that Atame is allowed to eat a Balmum, a Bechar Balmum. So what does Beis Shammai do with that pasuk? Beis Shammai hanim mili heichet ein tumah yotzei lav gufay. That's certain type of tumah. That's a tumah shara. It's a tumah meis. They are allowed to eat bechor b'amum. But aval heichet tumah yotzei lav gufay is a tumah that comes out of the guf. That's a stronger tumah, and they can't eat even a bechor b'amum, which is not so kaddish like kachim. It's mutter to it's like chulin. Still, it has a certain amount of kedusha that a nida can't eat it, and if it's tumah yotzei lav gufay. The Ashkan, the Polag Rachmana, Bein Tumma Yoitzalov Magufoy, Lebein Shein Tumma Yoitzalov. Because we find there is a chilik between Tumma Yoitzalov and Tumma doesn't come out of the guf. How would you find the chilik? The Tanan, we find by Karim Pesach. The halacha is if Rav had Sibur is Tame, they're allowed to bring in Karim Pesach. But it says in the Mishnah that a Pesach Shabbat Tumma, if you brought this Pesach Tumma, Lo Yechlenu Menu Zovim, they take out the word Mitzurahim, because Mitzurahim is not Yoitzalov. All those type of tumas are tumas yetsu gufay, and says they're not allowed to eat it. Even though the tumi lemeis is allowed to eat it, they're not allowed to eat it. So you see the chilek between tumas yetsu gufay, tumas and yetsu love gufay. And that's what Shammai is saying. Don't bring a riot, says the pasuk, tumi can eat it. That's talking about tumi meis. But tumas yetsu gufay cannot eat it. So what does Beis Hillel do with this? It's a good raya. He's saying the chiluk of the yetsu gufa not. So what's Beis Hillel's raya? Beis Hillel hasam the garach mana tamei nefesh. Avahacha tamei stomach siv loishna. Beis Hillel says that deer. The pasuk says that's the makar of tumhut retziva. It says when the klai saw is tamei nefesh, they'll do pesach sheni. But when not tamei nefesh, when the ganz klai sauce tomei lenefesh, no Pesach sheni, they're mutter then. Avhacha stomach ksiv, here it says stam tomei lo yishtom, means every single type of tomei. Okay. Torah Banan, new Gemara here. Torah Banan. Emer gilim v'yomtev. The way they used to, you just skin an animal, and they skin an animal, usually they cut it down the middle, from the head down the chest to the legs, and they have a big, slice there, and they pull it off. They pull off the skin that way. But if they want to make it into a sack to carry drinks, or they want to make it into something like to blow things with it, like a blower, then you have to take it off whole as one big piece. And that's a big job, and they cut it, they just take it off the legs, and they pull it off as one big piece. It comes like one, it's all attached. So that's called margilim. So ein margilim b'bechar, ein margilim b'yamtif, you can't do this margilim, you can't do a yamtif. Ki yoytze b'ein margilim b'bechar, you can't do it by b'char. The Gemara explained all the reasons. V'loy v'psulei ha-mekdashim, you can't do it by psulei ha-mekdashim, which just means kachim, which got a mum, and you apply it. So you can't do it by any of those stuff. Bishlam b'yamtif, we understand. The katarach terchad loy chazalei. You're doing a tircha, and it's not royu for the yontif. Yontif, you're not going to use these things. So, lemaisa, you're doing a tircha yontif. It's not tzairich yontif. It's not tzairich yontif. That's why we understand you're not allowed to do it. Ela b'char, man tana, why can't you do this by b'char? Who's the tana holds that can't do it? Rav Chista b'shamihi. It's b'shamihi. You just know b'shamihi says, you're not allowed to feed b'char b'amum to nidos. You see, has a certain amount of kedusha, and therefore it's a bizarre kachim to pull off the skin this way. We see b'shamihi is so makbid on even a b'char b'amum. They now give it to nidos, so by him, he holds, you won't be able to skin it either because it has a certain amount of kedusha. What is b'absul makdashim? Even Psul Magdashim, after it's shechted already, it still retains a lot of its kedusha. The Tanan, someone has two chatoyos, only one of them is needed. And the halacha is, after you are mechapa with a chatos, the other one goes to misa. The other chatos is misa. That's halacha. So this guy, he wasn't sure if he's going to be able to watch, one of them get lost. So he, right away, he's mafresh too.
If you have someone randomly brings,
if you have two chatayos, the usual case is a case where it's lost. Let's say you have a chatas and it got lost. You got another one, and then you brought another one and you found the first one. The halacha is that one goes lamisa. So halacha meshi mesina. That's a normal case. You can't even pay that. It goes lamisa. But here, because after you mechaper it, it's too late. It's really asa bahana. Here, the guy metchila set aside two chatayos, achas, and one became ba'amum. One of the efforts became Balmum. So Tamima Tikarav, your makrav Tamima, and Balas Mum Tipadik Yapayde. That's all before you had the Kapara. But once you have the Kapara, you'll see it's a problem. Let's see. Nishchata Balas Mum, Vishchata the Balas Mum to eat. Im Achle Nizrak Dama Shel Tamima, if there was no Zrikas Dama of a Tamima yet, then Mutari is allowed to eat it. Im Nizrak Dama Shel Tamima, if you're ready with Zarek the Dama of the Chatas and you got your Kapara, then asura, you're not allowed to eat your balmum anymore because your balmum just became asur. But the tanakama is only if it's alive, is it asur? But once you shechted it, then it doesn't become asur anymore. Because then it's like chulin mamish.
Even before you paid
it? No, it's after you paid it. Everything's after you paid it. You can't shecht until you paid it anyway. Now I'll shecht until you paid it.
Even though you paid
it, right, still retains its kedusha. Yeah, that's when I see this maragilim is even by the time you have to paid it. The lezer of Shimon Aimer, I feel a boss of Bekdeira. Your Shimon Dosh was sitting in the pot already. But Nizrak, and you didn't eat it yet. Nizrak Domo Shal Tamima, Asura, it's also. It's also Bahana. So you see, Lezer Shimon is very makbid. He holds that Shimon Dosh, even after Shechita, even after you're already eating it, it still retains a little bit of its Kedusha. And therefore, we understand why Aimar Gilim, because it's something that's bizarre in Kachim. And according to Rav Shimon, it still retains some of its Kedusha. So we have Beishamah who's machmer on Bechar, and we have Elizabeth Shimon who's machmer on Psul Magdashim. Rav Chista, look at Kuluk Beishamah. Why don't we say everything's Beishamah, including Psul Magdashim? So Mar says, Pasha, Dumma, Adkan Lekamer Beishamah, El Bechar. He only says that Bechar retains his Kedusha, that's why it's also Tanida. The Kedusha Sam Erechem, because it's born holy, and that makes it a bigger Chumrah. Av Psul Magdashim, the Eng Kedusha Sam Erechem, like, Psul Magdashim doesn't have this Maila, maybe it would not. It would not retain its kedusha after the pigeon, and the opposite also. Look, Makula Kerlezer of Shimon. Why we say the whole brayse is Lezer of Shimon? Dimatkan Lekam Lezer of Shimon Hasam El Psulim Makdashim. Dalima Lamitvas Padyana. My Psulim Dasham is a, even after it's mum, it's a stronger Kedusha. Why? You see, it can be transferred Kedusha onto money. Mashenkin Bechar can never make a pidyon on it. A Bechar, the Lamitvas Padyana, cannot transfer Kedusha onto cannot transfer Kedusha something else. Loi, and therefore, each Mandiyam, each Tana is only by their specific thing. Do you find the Chumra, you can't learn it out to something else. You can't learn it out to something else. So Gemara just asked, if Lezer of Shimon was machmer so much not to do, not to skin it and margilim that way, less like called psuli hamakdashim mekarim beitlis. He always psuli hamakdashim. Everyone knows psuli hamakdashim. You're allowed to sell in the shuk, in the shkalim belitra. Why are you allowed to do those things that shtikl bezayin? So we learned that the reason is because it sells for more. So maybe also here, you know, transfer. You know, you want to sell it. You want to transfer it into more kedusha, so you make more money for hektish. So he also allow skinning, so he'll be able to sell for more and get more money for hektish. I'm a kivadik rav for the hektish sharile. I'm rav mari bredar kada mashmesh biach baar pagam abasa. The reason why it's bazoyin kachim to do the skinning is because when you skin it that way, you end up cutting off a lot of meat. You're making the skin the ikker, and you're cutting off meat. So really, the truth is, when you're making the specialty skin, you're losing some meat on the way. So it's not worth more. It just is someone who wants skin, he does it this way. But it's not really worth it. It doesn't sell for more because you can skin it. Because when you skin it, you lose some boss out of it. And therefore, it's not a reason to be make on that. And the Gemara is going to say two more pshatim now. Now, the last two things, I'm going to say two more pshatim, why psul makadosh became margilim. Two different pshatim, not as lezim, but seven different pshatim. The reason why you're not allowed to pull the R off the tzairich, you know, a blower or something to have is like, you know, a balloon, because it looks like you're doing avodah and kachim. Since this behema, psul makdash, has a little bit dinim of kachim, it's the giz of avodah zaser, and you're pulling it off the whole animal, and you see you're using it for mundane things, it looks like you're doing avodah and kachim. That's one problem. We're scared if Sulam Akdashim have a Milo that you're allowed to skin it in this way, we're scared that people are going to wait till they have a buyer for that, because that's worth some money, and they'll keep around the Sulam Akdashim alive for a longer time. And it's not good to have that, because it's an Issa called Gizva Avaida. We don't want you keeping around your Sulam Akdashim after it has a month for a long time. We want you to shecht it right away.
What do you gain by keeping it around?
Because he's looking for a buyer for that. He wants to. It doesn't sell for more originally that he could do it. But if the guy has an animal, he could think, you know what, the buster, the price is not so good now. I know that this is hard to get, and I'm waiting for someone to buy it. You know, it doesn't happen often you can skin an animal like this. He might wait for it. If he has that, I was scared to do Adarim. Okay, I'll go up to the